It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, we're back once again. I jumped the gun there a couple of times. All right, now you heard the weather. Now, if any of you would like to learn of the exploits of a Marion man, and I've mentioned him hundreds of times, Keith Sider, he happens to be the executive director of the American Meteorological Society. And you can bring up the AMS on your smartphone, and when you scroll clear to the end, past all the very important people that do seminars and various things, why, he's there. Oh, okay. All right. And we just handed a, now this is interesting, on March the 21st, and March the 21st is yesterday, the Marmet-Metric Drug Task Force, with the assistance of the Marion City Police Department and the Marion County Sheriff's Office, executed two search warrants in Marion County. Two locations are related to an investigation into the owner of Royal Dogs Hot Dog Stand. Yeah, that's right. The Royal Dogs Hot Dog Stand selling illegal drugs. Just after 10:30 a.m., a search warrant was executed at 223 West Columbia Street. There, detectives located Isla Green, Selena Glenn, Kevin Swift. All three were arrested on drug-related charges from the search warrant. Formal charges will be submitted to Marion County Prosecutor Roy Grogan's office. The second warrant was executed at 8:30 Kirby Drive, Apartment F. At 12:15 p.m., evidence of drug trafficking was located at that location. Seized between the two search warrants were 150 grams of crack cocaine, 20 grams of heroin, that is, 20 grams, oxycodone is 60 grams, 39 oxycodone pills, 20 grams of heroin, 60 grams of marijuana, and $2,000 in cash. The street value of the drug being seized, get this, $18,500. Chief Collins stated, "I relish in the fact they were able to arrest a major drug trafficker. Marmet continues to work hard to make Marion County a safer place to live." No other information has been released, and of course the investigation is still pending. So those arrested again were Isla Green, age 43, trafficking in cocaine and trafficking in heroin. Selena Glenn, age 43, trafficking in cocaine, heroin, and tampering with evidence. And Kevin Swift, age 34, trafficking in heroin and trafficking in cocaine. All right. Well, good job there. Now, here we come to another point. The overcrowded Marion County, Hardin County Jail. What are we going to do with all these people that are filling up the jail. Thank goodness, though, they're getting our drug traffickers. And, you know, it's really interesting. I heard a statement this morning from another source that this district of the State Patrol, which is headquartered in Bucyrus, this district has more drug trafficking than any other place or area than Ohio. And Marion's part of that. So they keep chipping away at it. And that's good to see. The Marmet Metric Drug Task Force, with the assistance of the Marion Police Department and the Marion County Sheriff's Office, did those two search warrants in Marion County. Now, the owner of the Royal Dogs Hot Dog Stand, I never heard of that, did you? Did any of you ever buy a hot dog at the Royal Dogs Hot Dog Stand? I didn't know there was such. It was located at 223 West Columbia Street, apparently. The Royal Dogs Hot Dog Stand? Interesting, isn't it? Well, you'll see that. I appreciate getting this information from Scott. And anyone, and this is further information here, anyone wishing to leave a tip to Marmet or about any crime in Marion County can call the tips line at 740-375-8477 or 740-375-TIPS, T-I-P-S. This announcement was issued by Lieutenant Chris Adkins of the Marmet Task Force. That's the Marmet Drug Task Force. Okay, so you see that, I'm sure, in the paper tomorrow. Well, that's quite a drug bust. But the Royal Dogs Hot Dog Stand? Did anyone ever hear of that? It's the first time for me. 2:21 is the time. And back to our questions. I've got a CRT cup. I've got a Jags cup, a Jags T-shirt, a Penn Station sub to give away yet. So we need some more winners. Okay, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Charlie.
Yes.
That Royal the hot dog stand?
Yes.
Now, I bought off of them. They used to set up like a hand cart on the corner of Jefferson there by the tobacco store in the drive-thru. That's
that
the only
right?
way I've seen it.
Uh-huh.
But it used to be like a roll-around stand they used and set up there, and they sold hot dogs and drinks.
I see, yes. And some other things, apparently.
Yeah, it might be working right off the corner.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah. I often think of it'd be neat to have a hot dog stand again. Because so many people like the old footlong hot dog stand. And, of course, if you were born in the 60s and 70s, you're not old enough to remember that. But it used to be up on North Main Street, and they served footlong hot dogs with an everything sauce on it. It was so good. I can still taste it. And they were 35 cents. That was back when I first came to Marion and worked at the radio station. Now, if we had enough money, some of us would go up to the footlong stand and eat a footlong. I can remember the lady that was the clerk there, Mary, and I can't remember her last name. She had a boy that was crippled that lived, and they both lived across the street. But those were the years. We didn't know at that time when we were buying those footlongs with everything sauce, that would become history later on. Yeah, that was something. But wouldn't it be neat to have a foot-long hot dog stand again? Could you make enough money? Probably not. To make it worthwhile. Because you couldn't rent a building. You couldn't pay insurance and utilities and everything else on the profit of a hot dog. Now, let me tell you, this past week, we bought a whole big package of Tony Paco's hot dogs, the smoked hot dogs. Oh, they were so good. And when I told the people at the heart failure clinic, I said, you mean I can't eat anymore Tony Packo hot dogs? No way. Ooh, they were so good, though. Tony Packo's smoked hot dogs. They're expensive, about $1 a piece. I got them up at Carly's. They probably sell them in Marion, too. If anyone knows where they sell them in Marion, let me know. Even though I can't buy anymore. Oh, they were so good to eat. Maybe just one at a time. 24 and a half is... Or if any of you ever have encountered a salt substitute other than Mrs. Dash. Now, why is it that only Mrs. Dash has a salt substitute? Have you... Well, I haven't looked... My wife has looked in supermarkets. Why is it there's only one major company selling a salt substitute? But it's interesting when you look at the ingredients in a salt substitute. It has every vegetable you could ever dream of, from garlic to, you know, oh, it goes on and on. I ought to bring a jar in and read the ingredients. And it's all evaporated. You know, they take all these ingredients and evaporate them, take the moisture out and crumble them up and put them in a jar. And that's Mrs. Dash's salt substitute. 2:25 and a half is the time. I've got a Jags shirt here. I've got a CRT coffee cup and a Jags coffee cup and a Penn Station 6-inch sub. That reminds me, did I mention Sansoda Italian? You know, they're in the Servec Center. They opened up another branch in Sunbury, but somebody told me it has closed in Sunbury. But they're going gangbusters in Marion yet. Okay, 2:26 is the time, and I still haven't had a birder call to tell me where the true blue birder people go in the springtime with their binoculars along Lake Erie. What is the name of the place? It's like elbow room only in another month or half a month from now. Oh, it'd be jam-packed. What's the name of that place? Okay. Now, let me see. What? And the last owner. Well, before the Harding Hotel was kind of like broken down and remodeled, name the last owner. And he was a very prominent Marionite. Very, probably one of the most prominent Marionites. Owned the Harding Hotel. And he gave away a lot of things, too. What was his name? He wrote a book about himself. Yeah, just give me his name. Okay. Years ago, well, there's a man that is the captain of the Good Times One boat on Lake Erie. And this man has the same last name, and it was his family that had a plumbing distributorship in Marion. Can you tell me the name? And if you can tell me that, I'll give you your choice here of anything you'd like. Got that? Okay. Or can you tell me the name of this Ohio station that used to be at the corner of, right across from Kroger? Remember, years ago, it was known as a family Ohio station. And what was its name? What was the family's name? Now, I flew with a member of that family, who the family member later crashed, and he and his wife perished. But I flew with them once. We circled Marion a number of times, ballyhooing the big fly-in at the airport. Oh, that was back in the early 70s, was it? 2:28 the time. Okay, name that Ohio station there. It used to be at the corner. It's all gone now. That's all flat ground. Nothing is there. Or can you tell me the name of the manager of the Southland Mall from some years ago? Or what else? Or the name of the plumbing distributorship in Marion that used to be? Or the man that owned the Harding Hotel? Or what town in Ohio was the first sermon west of the Alleghenies preached. Yeah, that would be an interesting one for you to uncover or to find. And I can't remember where I found it out. Maybe it's on the Ohio Road Map. I bet it is. If you get out your Ohio Road Map and look around, you might find that in red lettering as the first sermon west of the Allegheny Mountains, the name of the town. And let me see, can I give you a hint on the town is like named after new people forming a town. Like they just arrived. What would they name that town? 229. Oh, we're coming up on 230 already. My, where does time go? Don't forget the owner of the Harding Hotel before all the updating began. 740-383-9944 is our number to call.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
Well, Ed Sullivan had his 11th anniversary, and I happened to be on the show. And he says to me, "Shecky, you're not going to mess up on his show, are you?" I said, "No, Ed, I promise I won't, you know." So I said to him, "You introduce me." No, he says, "What are you going to do?" I said, "Well, you're on 11 years. Introduce me as," because I just got back from Europe, he and his wife, Sylvia. I said, "Introduce me as a German comic that you found in Germany that you brought back to the United States." He said, "My God, that's a good idea." Then he said, "Tonight on our show, ladies and gentlemen, I was in Heidelberg with my wife." No, she was in Amsterdam. I was in Heidelberg. How come we didn't get to get... He said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I found this little German comic, and I think you're going to enjoy him. Here is Schickel Creeper, guys." So I came out. I said, "Ready, I want to tell you something, Mr. Sullivan. It has been on television 11 years. This is his anniversary, and there's a reason why he's been on 11 years. He don't sing, he don't dance, he don't tell jokes, he don't do anything. That's why he's been on." Well, he got crazy. He heard that.
Oh.
After the show, he chased me. He said, "You know, I got more talent in my little finger than anybody I ever had on this show." As you really believe that, you old as you're nuts, you know.
And legendary talk show host Dick Cavett.
I don't know. I can give you an exclusive here, I think.
Oh, let's do.
Sitting there with Alfred Hitchcock during a commercial break, he's sort of looking straight ahead, not really right at me. And then he suddenly begins sort of speaking aloud to no one and says, are you ready?
I'm ready.
"Grace Kelly, the most promiscuous woman I've ever known."
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Okay, we're back once again. We have about 27 minutes to go in the program here today. And we were talking about, read that news release about that, the big drug bust. And it's quite interesting. Two locations are related to an investigation into the owner of the Royal Dogs hot dog stand. And then we had a caller tell us that was a portable hot dog stand. That's interesting, isn't it? And that's about the only way you could make any money. Of course, this was a whole different story here. You'd almost have to have a portable something or other because you couldn't afford to have the upkeep of a business building. But what would you have to do health-wise to operate a hot dog stand on the street on two wheels. Interesting. Okay, let's go back to questions here. I obviously can't find any birders. A birder being a person interested in the bird migration pattern, like the next thing that will happen if it has not already. The juncos will leave Marion. The juncos will turn around and wave, bye, see you next winter. They'll go back to Canada. That's their breeding area in Canadian provinces. North, get this, north of the last airport in Ohio. Where would you find, northwise, the last airport in Ohio? I hope you're scratching your head trying to come up with my answers that I need. Let me see. We've got Athens County is where Ohio University is located. Got that one. I need yet to, there's a lake in around Lake Placid, New York, that has a name, a reflective name to it. What lake would that be? It's in upper New York State, near Lake Placid, that its name has to do with the reflection. Okay. And then, what else do I have here? Yeah, the airport, the most northern airport in Ohio. Or where do birders go along Lake Erie to find the most favorable spot for watching migrating birds? And if you stay up there long enough, like for a whole day, you'll see all these different varieties of birds. People will have their binoculars around their neck and a bird book in their pocket. And that's the interesting thing, is to see a bird that you're not quite familiar with, and you have to look him up. And, you know, birders are very serious people. Oh, my goodness. But they all gather every year along Lake Erie at one particular location. Where would that be? All right. Or name the manager of the Southland Mall who was there for years. Up until present years. What was his name? Well, I'll give you his first name. Chuck. Chuck was his first name. What was his last name? 740-383-9944. Or name the prominent man in Marion that owned the Hotel Harding. One of the last owners of the Hotel Harding. Or can you tell me the name of the plumbing distributor that was in Marion for more years than you can count? What was the name? Plumbing distributor. And that's where a lot of us went to get pumps for our water wells and for a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Or there used to be a Ohio station at the corner of Barks Road and Route 4, yeah, it goes past the mall. Or, yeah, was it 4 or 340 or what? Whatever. Right there at the corner of Barks Road and the main drag there. What was that Ohio station's name? Or can you tell me the name of the store in the Southland Mall that sold men's clothing? Now, I worked when I was in high school for a clothing store with almost the same name in Bucyrus, not in Marion. What was the name of that store that sold clothing in the Southland Mall? In fact, this radio station used to be in that location, where it used to get 48.5 degrees in the wintertime. Okay, what was the name of that clothing store in the Southland Mall? Very popular. I remember you could go there, I think, and order tuxedos and a little bit of this and that and always buy good quality clothing. 740-383-9944 is our number to call. I still have some prizes here. Coffee cups. Oh, here we go. All right, caller, go ahead. Hello? Caller, are you there? No, let me see. I've got
hello?
You.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, I couldn't hear you on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Was the store the Toggery?
Yes, it was the Toggery, yes.
Yeah, I kind of remember that, yeah.
All right. Yeah, our station was located in that Toggery. Yeah.
Oh.
Do you remember the name of the manager of the Southland Mall years ago? Probably not.
Did it start with a J?
No, it started with an I. His first name was Chuck, and his last name started with an I.
Yeah, I can't think of it right now,
yeah,
but I thought
it was
around a
kind
like
of a Polish name.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, so what would you like for a prize?
I don't use any of the food things or anything,
okay.
So I don't want a prize now.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Well, glad you knew.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye. Okay. The Toggery. Yes. Okay. 2:40 is the time. Okay. And what was the name of this Ohio station? It was very popular at one time. At the corner on Barks Road and, the main drag going south past the mall. What was the name of that Ohio station? And the owner was very, very well known in Marion. But maybe that was too many years ago. Name the plumbing company that used to be on West Center Street that went out of business but was purchased by another company, and I think they're located, or they were at least, on the south side of the Southland Mall. Okay, and where was the town in Ohio where the first Protestant sermon was preached west of the Allegheny Mountains? Now, that was a long time ago. None of you were around then. I wasn't either. Or can you tell me what area along Lake Erie do people who love to watch migrating birds gather? What was the name of that area? Okay. Well, let's see what else I have here. Oh, yeah. Name, and this will give you some leeway, name a ladies' clothing store that was once in the Southland Mall. Name a ladies' clothing store that was once in the Southland Mall. Well, you give you a little leeway there. There's more than one. You only have to know one. 740-383-9944. Name a clothing store that used to be in the Southland Mall. Now, these questions are more recent, but apparently not recent enough. All right. Looking here. The name of the manager of the Southland Mall from years back. Young fellow. And, the name of the man who owned the Harding Hotel before all the reconstruction began. Now, this man donated a tract of land to the city of Marion. Does that give you a clue? He donated a rather large area to the city of Marion. All right. Or the town that had the first Protestant sermon preached west of the Allegheny Mountains. And I'm really surprised that no one has been able to tell me the name of the area where the birder people go. The people that love to watch migrating birds. Now, that's a very popular spot. It's west of Camp Perry, if that gives you a clue. And this side of Toledo. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, Charlie, the name of a ladies' clothing store in the mall.
Yes.
What was it, Christopher and Banks?
Well, I don't know. That's not one I was thinking of, but if they were there, fine.
Yeah, it seems like they were on seems like they were down not too far from where Bath and Body Works is on that side.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, I'll give you a prize today then.
Oh, no, I don't need a prize. Oh. My prize is just listening to you on the radio.
Hey, well, that's good. I'm glad. Maybe every now and then you learn something.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thanks.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay, bye. All right, okay. Anyone else? 244 is the time. Okay, the name of the ladies' clothing store could have been something in Lightner. It could have been, what was that other one where the clerks all wore earphones? What was the name of that? I don't know if my daughter worked there once. What was the name of that store? It was very popular. It's very popular yet in other places, in other malls in Ohio. What was the name of that? And all the clerks had earphones and a two-way radio. I don't know what that was for, but but that's the case. What was the name of that place? Well, we're coming up on 2:45. We'll be back here in about two or three minutes.
Hey, Ted, what's the best part about being so well-known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after selling a 500,000 autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
This is Marianne Michaels. And you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Friday right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Entertaining interviews with celebrities and local topics every day.
Live 12:10 to 2 p.m.
It really is amazing to me, though, working in Marion for so many years. You hear the names of businesses and you go to businesses, and yet here we are a few years later and not many people remember. Okay, here we go. Caller, go ahead. Hello.
Is the store American Eagle?
American Eagle? Well, it could have been. I don't know. I was thinking of something in Lightner. But what was the store that they wore earphones? Is that what you were thinking of?
Yeah, I know they did American Eagle.
Okay. Yeah, well, hey, American. Would you like a prize today?
Sure.
Okay, well, what would you... I've got a Jegs t-shirt. I've got a 6-inch sub at Penn Station.
Give me a sub at Penn Station.
Okay, all right. Okay, and what is your name?
Ray Rudd.
Ray Rudd. Okay, Ray. Now, we close here at 3 o'clock, so probably be next week when you pick up your prize.
All righty, that'll be fine.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good day.
Okay. Ray Rudd, okay. Let me write his name in here. Okay. Isn't it interesting, though, the mall, of course, has lost so many businesses over the years, and it's, for some people, kind of hard to remember what was in the mall. But remember all the difference for JCPenney, Sears, oh my goodness. It was a busy mall, and I can remember. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was the women's clothing store Fashion Bug?
No, it wasn't Fashion Bug, but they were there once, I think. And now what they need is Fashion Bug Plus.
Well, that's mostly what it was.
Yeah, okay.
There was another ladies' clothing store out there.
Yes, there was another one. Oh, I wish I could. Somebody out there will call us before the time's up and tell us.
Okay, I was trying to help you get some new questions over the weekend.
Okay, all right. Thanks.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye. All right, yeah, I spend the weekend thinking up new questions, like who was the last owner of the Harding Hotel before the big renovation came about? It was one of the most well-known people in Marion. His name is still around Marion in a big way. Yeah, think of that. And he once was part of a operation that included businesses in Ohio, Michigan, and Florida. What was this man's name? He had a partner, and his partner's boy has the first name of Dale. Now, oh my goodness. So this person I'm looking for was the last owner of the Harding Hotel before all the renovations began. He sold the Harding Hotel and also donated. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead. Hello? Are you there? Somewhere there's a caller. Are you there? Well, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Charlie, where do they wear headphones? I think it's Old Navy, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes, Fred.
You're talking about a lot of stores that were around,
yes,
you know, back in the 60s and that type of thing. And I just wanted to mention, you know, we were talking Wednesday on the show about the new exhibit that's at Heritage Hall this year. And a lot of those stores that you've been talking about are featured in our exhibit this year.
Oh, no kidding. Oh,
yeah,
that's interesting.
We've got a lot of memorabilia from a lot of the stores that were in Marion back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Yes.
Especially ones that were still around in the 60s. And, of course, a lot of those that you've been talking about today were around in the 60s.
Yes.
So for those people that want to take a trip down Nostalgia Lane, they need to make sure they get to Heritage Hall sometime during this year because they'll get a chance to look at some of the things that were in those stores and bring back a lot of memories.
Oh, yes. Now, hey, tonight is the night, isn't it?
Yeah, tonight is first night at Night at Heritage Hall, 7 o'clock tonight, and then again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, which would be also a great time to stop down and take a sneak peek at the new exhibit with your flashlight.
Yes,
tonight. But,
yes.
But lots of fun. But like I said, we're featuring the 60s in the main atrium this year. And a lot of those stores that you were talking about earlier were around in the 60s as well as even earlier. Some of them were, you know, started in the 40s.
Sure, you bet.
Yeah. So just wanted to mention that.
Very good. Okay, Fred.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, now Fred was talking about a night at the museum, and that is tonight and tomorrow night, and they'll give you a flashlight. And, and there will be on hand, Elvis Presley. Yeah. Of all the famous people out of the past, among them will be Elvis Presley. Tell your kids that. Ha ha. All right. Well, let me see here. I've had several winners today. I've got a lot of questions yet that need to be answered. If you can name the man, here's something. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, that plumbing supply place was Probst.
Yes.
Probst Supply.
That's right. And John Probst is the captain of the Good Time.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. You remember that.
Yeah. Would you like him?
Okay, Charlie.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, John Probst. Captain John Probst of the Good Time One. Pulls out of Sandusky Harbor about 9:30 every morning. In the good weather, of course. In the warm weather. Yeah, the Good Time, number one. And John is a great pilot. And he'll take you to Put-in Bay and all around, to Kelly's Island. And Island Hopping is the name of the cruise. Oh, boy. That's fun. I've been on that twice now. Really a lot of fun. And if the weather's decent, the kids will just have a great time. Okay, now, back across up Probst Plumbing Company here. John Probst, Captain John Probst. He might be listening, I don't know. And the Sohio Station at the corner of the Barks Road and Route 4 South. Would it be Route 4 South or 324? Well, it was right at catty corner from the mall. Back, it was there for years. Yeah, it was a very prominent. Oh, and there was a man of the same last name that used to call me on the air when I was at MRN. And he discussed He was, oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Charlie, was that Currents, Ohio?
Yes, it was sunny Currents, Ohio.
Yeah, I was wondering about it. I remembered that.
Yeah, that was a well-known Ohio station.
Right.
Yeah.
At that time, sure was.
Yes, right. Boy, there's been a lot of things passed, hasn't there?
Yeah, a lot of them passed, a lot of them gone. I mean, yeah. It's not like it used to be. I was listening there on the news last night where they took and was talking about them there one-way streets in Columbus.
Yes.
They said they had a lot of speed on, so they're thinking about putting them back two-way.
Uh-huh. You know, we've talked about the ones in Marion, but no one's ever done anything about it.
Yeah, you just wonder about, you know, if that would even solve the problem, but it would make better for getting around town.
It sure would. Oh, yeah. Boy, yeah.
Okay, I'll get off there and let somebody else get in there.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, indeed. The one-way streets of Marion. And then, of course, my idea, if I had all the money and I was in power, I would widen. Can you imagine the flack you would get if you said you were going to widen Mount Vernon Avenue? I would widen it, though, take down all those ugly trees and put in some brand new trees and make it, you know, the entrance to the city of Marion and to the Harding Home and Museum. Yes. Oh, that would be a great entrance. But it probably will never happen. Okay, 2:55 and a half is the time. And Currents, Ohio. How many of you remember the Currents, Ohio? Yeah, okay. But there was a fellow with the same name that used to call me every day on the air. Oh, let me see here. Oh, or the last owner of the Harding Hotel. He was one of Marion's most prominent figures. He even wrote a book about it, the history of himself. The last owner of the Harding Hotel before it went into refurbishing and, you know, in the whole thing. And he donated a large area to the city of Marion. What was his name? 256. Will I tell you before I close out? I hope. Or the first, I'll tell you this one. Newcomer's Town. Newcomer's Town was the first site of the first Protestant sermon this side of the Allegheny Mountains. Newcomer's Town. Yeah, isn't that a strange name for a town? I bet the town said, hey, let's build a city here. And since it's brand new, we'll call it Newcomers. But that's where I had my flat tire. I'll never forget that city. I relate a lot of things. Oh, my flat tires, I can tell you where I've had most of my flat tires. I remember traveling on Route 3. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead. Hello? Are you there? Okay, I can hear the phone ringing. That's strange. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, was the store Maurice's for the ladies?
Yes, right. Maurice's, yeah. One of those, yeah. Old Navy was the one, I think, where they had the earphones, too. Would you like a prize today?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Boy, there were a lot of clothing stores there, weren't there?
Yes, and I can't understand why they all went out.
Yeah, they're all gone. Sutton and Leitner was big there.
Yeah.
But one store remains there, and that's the yard goods store.
Yeah, I couldn't understand why JCPenney's went out.
Penny's, Sears.
I thought they said JCPenney's, that was the wrong store, maybe. I'm not for sure.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, there was another store that took its place, but they went out, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, a lot of people go to Columbus to shop, so when you go down there, you lose all that business.
Remember every weekend people went to Lazarus to shop?
Oh, yeah. When I was down to Columbus, Lazarus was a big thing.
Oh, that was, yeah. Riding the escalators, yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the one downtown. I really liked that old one.
Yeah, wasn't that something? Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Yeah. Well, that was it. You know, Marion did lose a lot of business to Lazarus because Lazarus, you know, had a great reputation. And it was like going to an, you know, really another city and another atmosphere, you might say. How many of you can picture the inside of Lazarus? Yeah. Oh, look at those escalators. Yep. Boy, that was a long time ago. Now, they're all gone. What's here today that will be gone tomorrow? Well, you never know. Well, okay, let me see. Is there anything else I wanted to... Newcomers Town, McGee Marsh, Birders, McGee Marsh, along Lake Erie. Okay, Cleo Ludwig. Cleo Ludwig was the man who owned the Harding Hotel. All right, and what else didn't I get here? I think that's about all of them. Okay. Oh, the island. The northernmost island? North Bass Island. North Bass. And that's all I've got for today. Glad you were along. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated...
So when you're coming out the door with Lee Harvey Oswald handcuffed to you, you're there to protect him. Take me through that walk. What do you see? How did it happen?
All right. Well, as I walked through the door, I could see. I've always made it a habit in my career, especially as a detective, if I went into a room where there's more than one people around, I did a quick look over of all of them. Up and down, so I saw Ruby. He was standing there, and he was holding that pistol in his left hand, pressed against his leg, down just above his knee. Well, he was surrounded by police officers and reporters, but none of them was looking down. They was all looking up head high, and I saw it. And as soon as I saw that, I was already within four or five steps of him by that time. And when I saw it, then I knew exactly what was going to happen. So I began my defense on it, trying to jerk Oswald behind me. And I was moving him behind me when he took two steps forward. And he put him in arm reach. In my reach, I reached over and grabbed him by the left shoulder and shoved back and down on him. But at the same time, of course, he'd switched that gun in his right hand and fired. And
the legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?